ugly Sunday loss, and Monday morning head coach Gary Kubiak goes to the podium, talks about some of the disturbing things he saw in the loss to the Vikings.
That's part of what we do, John. You just go back to work, and obviously we got a lot of mistakes we got to look in the eye and fix. Got to do everything we can to correct some of the problems we got, but pick your chin up off the ground and go back to work Wednesday and get ready to play again. I mean, that's part of what we do. Well, I think there's some reasons why, John. If there was one thing, well, obviously we got a problem on third downs right now. You know, it has not been good the last 3 weeks. And if there was one problem, we'd go address that. There's many, many issues going on, but there is one consistent issue. And the consistent issue is third and long. You know, we have 12, officially 11 third downs yesterday. Of the 12, 9 of them are over 8 yards. And so you're setting yourself up for a very bad situation. So he's got to play better in some of those situations. We definitely have to protect better in some of those situations. We got to make more plays in those situations. And we got to call better plays in those situations. So all those things working together, when they start splintering and going awry, they add up to a very difficult problem. But it's not all Matt. It's not all one guy. It's everybody doing a better job. You know, the two guys that we came out of the game with, obviously Aaron and Brooks. I just talked to Cap. Brooks got sore, which we expected. And we went into the game expecting to play him a certain amount of plays. We knew he would get sore. Probably there was some scar tissue type stuff that he was going to have to go through, but there were no setbacks. We did re-examine him yesterday. And there were no setbacks, so we're moving back forward with him. Arian, we are running some tests on today with Arian just to make sure, but everything has been positive, and we're expecting, you know, him to be back also. So that's the two guys right now that, you know, obviously were questions coming out of the game, but everything looks good as of my last conversation. Yeah, I think we were actually pretty good for about 10 weeks, you know, pretty good third down-wise. You know, Christy, the first glaring thing that I look at is you know, why so many long yardage situations, you know. So usually those are coming if we're not running the ball very good, you know. And, you know, to have, like yesterday's a great example, to have 12 third down plays and not one of them was a run, you know, that's disturbing. So there's a couple of them that could have been, and I didn't call them. So, but for us to do what we do best, you know, there's a percentage of those that we need to be in position to line up, run the football, and we haven't done that in the last month. So getting back to that is a big point of emphasis. Now, that's a lot easier said than done. And so we've got to look at ourselves hard to make sure we can get that done. Well, I mean, that's hard. I would just say this. I think I know everybody is just very, you know, thankful for what he's been through and that things are going good and that he'll be back on the field this week. You know, I just, you know, that's a very difficult situation and what he's been through and for him and his family and to line back up on the sidelines and coach a game that he loves. I just know a lot of people that know Chuck and have tremendous respect for him as a coach and a man. And I have a lot of respect for a lot of players that have played for him, have told me what type of coach and person he is. So, you know, it's good. It's great for him. And, you know, it'll be great to see him back on the sidelines this weekend. So happy for him. Yeah, I don't know either way, John. I mean, it's unusual in this business to turn around in a 3-week span and play somebody twice, you know. So from a preparation standpoint, obviously they're looking hard at the last time we played them. And we got one other game yesterday to look at, them, one of us, and us, you know, one of them. So it's a quick turnaround. You know, my deal right now, really, John, with me this morning is focuses on us. You know, we've got to address us and everything that's going on before we, you know, get on that bus or get on the plane to go to Indianapolis. So that's my focus today. Well, we actually, through the course of the year, we've been a pretty good first down team. I think we're second or third in AFC, averaging like 5.5 yards a first down play. That's pretty darn good. But if you look at the last few weeks, when we have run the ball, there's been too many negative football plays. And, you know, you look yesterday, the first two runs of the game, the next play we had 3rd and 10. You look at the first two runs of the second half, the first third down we had 3rd and 13. So there's a consistency lacking right there. I mean, we run the ball for, what, 30-something yards, and we have one 13-yard play. So there's a consistency lacking there that keeps us on schedule and keeps us playing the way we want to play. And, you know, third down is tough in this business. You go out and make half of them, you're going to be at the top of the league. And but you got to make some. You got to make some to stay on the field. And right now, obviously yesterday we didn't make any.
Did Brooks play real well?
I think he played okay, John. You know, anytime a guy misses time, you know, they've got to come back and get going again. He did make some plays, getting his win back, getting himself to where he can play a whole game. I think that's, you know, we've got a ways to go there. So hopefully he comes back this week. He plays a little bit more. There's no setbacks. And then, you know, he continues to progress as we move forward. Yeah, there's some concern there and some of the things going on. Didn't like our pocket in a lot of situations yesterday. I think Derek's coming back from an injury for us and fighting through that. And, you know, we need to continue to get better over there, you know, with what we're doing. But he's battling for us coming off of an injury. But, yeah, the consistency of the pocket and some of the opportunities we're giving our quarterback need to be better. And then when we do give it to him, you know, obviously we've got to be better back there playing that position too. Yeah, well, I don't know if it's ever easy, Chris, to get over getting beat, you know, because, you know, you're always judging how do we play, how do we do this, how do we do that. And so there's a lot of questions, you know, in a lot of areas, you know, defensively, golly, I know we play a lot better than we played yesterday. You know, I know we can get off the field on third down. So, you know, you got questions and what's going on. Do we get over it? Yeah, we'll get over it. I mean, you know, you come back in Wednesday and you got a new game plan and a new, you know, new focus, and we're going someplace that's very tough to play. So, yeah, we'll get over that. There's no doubt about that. But we got to focus on the things that it takes to win. We got to do them a lot better right now than we're doing them. He played young. He had been stepping forward in this game. I think he played like a young player against a good group now. That group up front's really good. Had a mistake on the goal line that he can't make. He was prepared to do it the right way, and we didn't do it the right way. But he is encouraging as a coach because he can be physically dominant, and we just need him to keep his chin up and keep working. He's going to continue to play and play more. Every week's about the same thing. I mean, every week's about focusing on your game plan, getting ready physically to go play, getting to Sunday, being as good as you can be, playing with emotion, playing hard. But it always gets down to making plays, you know. It's you against somebody else, and who's going to make the most plays. You know, nothing's given to you in this league. So, I thought we had a good week of practice last week. I thought we were ready to play, but obviously we did not play very well. So, you know, you regroup and move on.